Morning, everybody, and welcome to Thursday at Tech Ed. Hope everyone's feeling well, all pumped up for a very early morning Project Online session. My name's Brad Purdy. I'm the Project Portfolio Management Specialist for Microsoft Australia, and delighted to be here again this year. I have seen a few familiar faces in the room. Joining me, Mark Soester, partner in crime when it comes to these kinds of presentations. Probably sitting up there wondering, what am I doing here at 8:15 in the morning? Well, we're going to tell you a little bit more about Project Online. There's been a lot of hype around the release of both Project Server 2013 and Project Online. So today we wanted to take you through the cloud and what it actually means, what Project Online in the cloud means as part of Office 365, and how that compares or relates to the on-premise solution of Project Server 2013. We'd also like to take you through a bit of a demonstration, give you a feel for the solution if you haven't used it before, and let you experience it a little bit more. The other things that we're going to take you through is around the tools that are available to you in the Project Online environment that can help you extend and further develop the capabilities to deliver the outcomes that you need as organizations. Then I'm going to come back up and I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about licensing. I think in my role, there are so many questions that I get around licensing the product and how it actually works. And so we're going to spend about 5 minutes talking about that. And we'd also like to leave some time for Q&A at the end. So hold your questions and we will certainly get to them later on in the session. Take it away, Mark.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming so plentiful. I know it's Thursday morning, 8:30 by now, and I hope that you had a good night on Wednesday. So as Brett already said, the big question for us right now is, what is Project Server 2013 in comparison to Project Online? And look, irrespectively what type of project management solution you choose for your organization, it is important to understand that the functionality remains the same. The look and feel remains the same. It really is only the underlying platform that is different. As you can see up here, the ability for you to manage your projects, your programs, and your portfolios, your resources, your risks, your issues, your reporting is certainly in both platforms. The big question for us, of course, is on-prem versus the cloud. What does that actually mean for you as an organization? And by the end of today, by the end of the session, I hope that that you have at least a feel for which direction you would like to go. All right, let's start. We hear more and more, well, in the past it was always around project management, needing the ability to have a consolidated view of all of our projects, programs, and resources. The business challenges are starting to change in our 21st century world. The ability to gather information from everywhere, I think, is very, very big, and the ability for you to have that information across platforms, whether that's your mobile phone, your tablet, your laptop. I'm sure you've heard that throughout the conference in the last couple of days. And this business challenge really allows us to, the platform allows us to accommodate for those business challenges that are outlined. I thought I'll give you a bit of a spiel about what Project Server allows you to do in comparison to Project Online. So if you choose Project On-Premises, as we call it, Project Server 2013, so what are the big positive points about that? Well, you, of course, have full control of the hardware that I know in an IT environment that is important at times. You have the ability to create your own business intelligence capability in Project Server, meaning that Project Server itself has 14 so-called OLAP cubes, or business intelligence capability, that you can just simply utilize. You don't have to build that up. You can just simply utilize your Excel or your reporting tool and hook that into your business intelligence capability. You have so-called printable reports, reporting services, the ability to utilize a so-called reporting database that enables you to produce your own customized status report. Obviously, it often comes part of your license agreement. Not that that's not the case in the Project Online world, but of course, the license agreements that your organization have are very much important and to be considered. And of course, you have a very simple way of integrating with your other line of business system. And when I say simple, I'm not saying that it's easy. I'm just saying that the ability for you to utilize and customize Project Server is, of course, much greater than it is in the cloud. Any kind of custom development, not just integration, but very organizational-specific project management or portfolio management needs can be very easily built on top of it, and you don't, you are not restricted by certain, you know, by certain constraints that that the cloud offers at that point in time. Well, that's great, but there are also some drawbacks to that. The drawbacks right now is, of course, you have, well, IT department constraints, meaning that within your SOA environment, you can't just simply go and install Project Server. It needs to be part of your strategy as such. It's actually quite a big upfront investment if you have to consider purchasing your hardware, purchasing your licenses, without even having a partner that assists you in implementing, it means that an organization requires a very, very big upfront cost. Not to mention that the upgrade from one version to another can actually be quite costly or expensive, especially if you want to not just do a like-for-like upgrade, but also incorporate additional functionality that a new version may offer. And when we talk about external access, again, it's probably not so much a technical restriction. Project Server 2013 or 10 or previous versions certainly allow you to access from anywhere. But again, you are very much constrained within your IT departmental policies. Do you need to have VPN? Do you need to have a REST token? All of these things play certainly a big part. So these are the Project Server or on-premises positive and negatives, and that's great. What we are talking about today, though, is Project Online. Project Online has been introduced in the last couple of months, and it's part of the Office 365 stack. And as you can see, the Project Online is one puzzle piece of the entire Office 365 capability. Of course, the integration with other Office 365 components, with other 365 components are seamless in there. So what are the positive points about Project Online? Well, I guess you can kind of reverse that. You can actually start very quickly. In my presentation today, I'm going to do a demo where I show you how easy it is to create your own project types. You can simplify the IT by subscribing without needing to worry about any kind of installation, any kind of deployment, any kind of shaving off the edges and making it nice. In order for you to enhance the capability of your project solution, you actually have the ability to utilize the App Store as well, which is great. And of course, you can access it from anywhere. No hardware maintenance, and of course, it is a subscription-based license model. That means you don't have to pay, I don't know, for 100 client access license if you only use 50. You only ever pay for what you actually utilize, which is very, very important. But it does have some slight drawbacks, not big ones, but things that you certainly need to consider. Right now, you do have the ability to actually access the data that you maintain in Project Online via a technology called OData. I'm sure some of you have heard of OData, and I will show you how easy it is to actually extract the information to generate your own reports. However, at that point in time, it means that you will utilize Excel. And some of you or your organization may utilize Excel for your status reporting already. So therefore, that makes a lot of sense. The integration with other line of business system for especially larger organizations is actually quite large. You want to make sure that the cost that often is maintained in an ERP or financial system is integrated with the Project Server, and you may also decide that the forecast cost of your projects is maintained in Project Server or in Project Online, and you want to move that back to your accounting or ERP system. So the integration components there are certainly more difficult because you are constrained by by the clouds there. At that point in time, the BI or business intelligence capability with the cubes is actually not existent in Project Online yet. However, that will come shortly, I'm pretty sure. And any kind of custom development, you need to consider what kind of custom development you want to do. There are obviously the ability to develop these applications or these apps on top of it, and you can do that with your own environment too. However, it's certainly a different way of dealing with custom development in Project Online than it is with Project Server. So apart from Project Online, I thought it's a good idea that I also show you what that means from an organizational point of view and what kind of tools do you actually have in order to manage your project. And for us, it's always the question, the size of the team or the complexity of your project determines, of course, the type of tool that you can use. If you're an individual and you need to manage your projects, that where you need to share your documentation, you can do that in Office 365. You can do that in SkyDrive these days. That's no big drama. So it's easy to maintain that kind of information. But as you grow and suddenly you have a team, you may want to start collaborating. You want to have a project-specific web page or team site that enables you to maintain all of the information that you require within a project. Going further to that, and SharePoint task lists allow you obviously to assign tasks, and resources can then tick off the task, and that's all fine and well. But if you start to introduce some schedule rigor, meaning the prediction of the future of your project, really, then it's important that you have a schedule engine. For us, it's MS Project or Project Pro in 365. MS Project these days allows you to synchronize with task lists in your SharePoint environment. And I think that's actually very, very nifty. It allows you to associate resources to tasks, and these resources can actually mark those tasks off. You can then literally synchronize that task list in SharePoint back into your MS Project file, and your MS Project file is then automatically updated. However, we are talking about Project Online, and Project Online for us then starts not just collaboration, it allows us an organizational-wide view, not just a project-by-project view, the ability to have a consistent approach to projects, and therefore the ability for you to ensure that the data is maintained in a repeatable and accurate fashion. Allowing us to consolidate that type of information is one of the purposes of Project Online and or Project Server. Additionally to that, a lot of organizations need to manage programs of works, portfolios, or even a global resource pool. Well, that's where Project Online hits into the space. And as you can see, as the organizational maturity grows, so can the complexity of project grow as well. And so does Microsoft allow you to utilize different tool sets to exactly manage those kinds of capabilities? Okay, enough about the PowerPoint slide. I thought I'll give you a nice Project Online overview. Who of you is using Project Server right now? Just hands up. Oh yeah, a couple of you. Who's using MS Project? I was hoping everybody. Okay, so when we're talking about Project Online, what I've been doing is nothing else but logging on into my Office 365 tenant, and this is literally what you get out of the box. As part of your Project Online, you have a homepage, and this is exactly the homepage. Optimized for not just using a laptop or a desktop, you can utilize your tablet, and through those carousel, of course, have the ability to navigate to all of the places that you want to have. On the left-hand side, you have the information that you require or the navigation that you require in order to get your information. And for us, the most important part is the ability to consolidate all of the projects. So what I'll do is I'll go into my so-called Project Center. And what my Project Center enables me to do is it gives me an overarching view of all of our projects that are currently in flight, of all of our projects that I can group in different manners. In that instance here, I have the ability to filter and pre-group certain sets of information based on online views. These online views are very easily created, and by selecting your so-called ribbon, you have the ability to literally create these different online views. So if you want to look at, at a tracking view where you don't have any groupings, you can do that. You have the ability to, in our instance here, looking at projects that are in particular phases or stages, in planning phases and stages. And in that instance, I actually have grouped them by the project manager, by the owner of the project, where I have the ability to have a very quick overarching KPI view. In that instance, I only have one indicator. You can, of course, have many indicators, and the ability to look at the total cost, at the benefit, return on investment, and all of these different things. Now, each individual project consists out of certain puzzle pieces, let's call them. Each individual project has the ability to utilize a project detail page. And project detail pages are nothing else but project-specific online forms. So if I navigate and drill into a particular project because it's red, I have the ability to see the details of that project. Well, in this particular instance, this project actually has a workflow associated to it. And I'll talk about workflows a little bit later as well. But what workflows enable you to do is consistency. And consistency is very important in the project management world, especially because most organizations don't just have full-time project managers. Some are contractors. Some are not project managers, but just simply took over projects, team lead of an IT department, development teams where someone needs to maintain the information. So how do you ensure that that consistency is in place? And that's where workflows come into place. So in my instance, I'm in the manage stage, the execute, and I have the ability as part of that workflow to determine what type of project management information do I need to fill in, do I need to maintain, in order comply with my project management process. So in that instance, I have project details, for example. And this online form that it drills into is essentially the project attributes that a project manager needs to maintain. It's probably not so much for team members. That is really the responsibility of a project manager. And as you can see, you have the ability to enter multi-line texts. You have the ability to associate dates, drop-down fields, hierarchies, multi-select, so any type of reporting attributes that you require. And what Project Online allows you to do is, based on the attributes that you maintain on each individual project, it automatically updates that data, actually. So in that instance, you can, change your IT department, change the health of your project, give it a description, justification, etc. So these are project detail pages. Project Online does not just project and program management, but it allows you to look at the prioritization of all of your projects based on the strategic goals that your organizations have or your business drivers. So I very often hear customers saying, well, look, we've got this group of different projects, and I don't know which one should have the highest priority. Project Online gives you an objective view to determine which of those projects are actually the most valuable projects for a particular department or for the organization. So in that instance, you have a very simple user interface where a project manager doesn't necessarily need to have a doctor title in order to associate this project to a strategic goals. You have the ability to look at a statement, look at a description, and have the ability to very clearly determine where does that project fit into the overall picture of the organization. And I'll come back to that a little bit later. And of course, each individual project requires a schedule. Schedules are generally maintained in MS Project, and I want to make this very clear. The schedule that you see in Project Online is exactly the same schedule that you see in your MS Project. You download that, you maintain it, you save it back into Project Online, and the changes will happen real time. However, for smaller projects, you may not even want to utilize MS Project. You may want to amend that online. And what I'll quickly do is I'll show you that the schedule that you maintain in Project Online can be maintained online. Okay, so in that instance, my project is already in an edit mode, and I want to be able to add a new task. So by inserting a new task, I have my, this is my new task, and you have the ability to add information like duration. You can determine whether this should automatically be scheduled or whether this is a manual schedule task. You have the ability to associate resources, not by creating resources, but by picking the resources of your global resource pool. The big advantage that way is that you always have a view of what kind of work your resources are assigned to. So how does that work? Well, again, I'm going to go into my project area, and I'm going to build my team. And what happens now is it actually goes into your global resource pool and eventually allows you to select the resources that you would like to add to your project. Now, resources for us are not only human resources. You have the ability to maintain materials and cost resources that allow you to manage your, well, your overarching cost and resource requirements. So in that instance, I would like to have Adam as part of my team. I actually have the ability to check out Adam's resource availability and assignments to see whether he is actually available right now or not. I'll show you that in a second as well. So what I'll do is I'll just simply assign Adam to my resource pool. I save that, and it literally now utilizes that resource for this particular project schedule. Oops. Okay, I'm just going to go back into my schedule. And within my schedule now, I have the ability to just simply say, okay, this is my task. Great. Now I would like to add Adam to this particular, to this task. When I save and publish the schedule, a couple of things happen. Apart from you being able to look at the availability and utilization of that resource, the resource now gets a notification and actually has an overarching view of all of their tasks within Project Online. So what I'll do is, and I'll show you that in a second as well, before I do that, I would like to also show you the collaboration capability of that particular project. So what we've done so far is we filled in project details, project attributes. We filled in the strategic association to that project. We maintain our schedule with our timeline. And by the way, the timeline is one of the most awesome thing that Project Server 2013 and Project Online delivers as well, because it gives you an overarching view. And most executives are actually quite satisfied with that timeline. You have the ability to very quickly say, well, I would like to add that to my timeline, and it adds it to your timeline. And not only this, if you now export that back into your MS project schedule, that timeline will, of course, come up as well. So apart from those schedule capabilities, we also want to ensure that that we collaborate with our team, that we maintain risks, issues, change requests. And that's where the project-specific side comes into place. It's essentially a SharePoint team side with some smarts that allow you to associate tasks like risks and issues to your schedule. So what I'll do is I'll navigate to this project side. And for those of you who utilize SharePoint already, this is nothing else but the team side. But it's actually quite attractive because it gives you one view very quickly, and you have the ability here to maintain your tasks, which tasks are due, development due. Oh, look, 369 days ago. Does it sound like an IT project? I'm not sure. 42 late tasks, 4 upcoming tasks, etc. You have the ability to maintain your risks, your issues. You can customize those in accordance to your process and methodology, of course. You have the ability to add new items very, very quickly. And of course, you have these online forms that enable you to determine what kind of information is required and what kind of information is not necessarily required. In the project side here, for example, there's also a new functionality called the notebook. For those of you who use OneNote, you will actually love this very much. How do you, in meetings, status meetings or team meetings, how do you take notes without then translating that into a Word document and putting that somewhere? You can very quickly either utilize the web. And you can take that with you. So even if you're not online, you can simply open that in your OneNote. And what it does is it actually opens up this particular section. And as you can see, it automatically updates the information that you maintain online or in here. All you need to do is enter the information. You can close it. And as soon as it has the ability, look, it goes away again. As soon as you have the ability to synchronize again, being online, it will automatically synchronize that. Sorry, I'm just going to go back into that project site. Yeah, so that's what the project site is able to do. It literally gives you the ability to collaborate with your team, to assign risks and issues, to assign change requests, to implement workflows so that change requests are going to be approved, to allowing your team to look at your notes at any point in time. So it really is about time optimization, reduction of administrative overheads, and that's the important bit. So that's what the project site can do. So just to summarize, a project contains project detail pages, project attributes, a schedule, and a project-specific site, and you can wrap that up with a beautiful workflow. So apart from that, how does it work with our resource center? In this instance, we've seen all of the consolidated views of our projects that are currently in flight in the planning and execution stage. But if I want to have an overarching view of resources or particular resources, I navigate to my resource center. And in here, I can very quickly determine what type of resource do I want to interrogate. In that instance, I'm actually going to use my demo user, and I'll look at the resource availability. Again, because all of the schedule utilize that global resource capability, you have that overarching view. And I can very quickly determine in the date range, in that instance, it's a couple of months. Actually, in February, there is a very, very highly over-allocated resource. The capacity, meaning the amount of time that a resource can work with you versus the assigned work. Well, in that instance, I want to know what kind of project is that resource assigned to. And very quickly, can I do that by looking at the assignment by project? And what happens there is it now switches the view and outlines. Oops, I'm just going to do that again. And outlines not only the resource, but it tells you exactly what type of projects that resource is working on. So I, as the team lead of this particular resource, can now contact the project manager and say, hey, you actually have over-allocated that resource. So that's the idea of resource management in that instance. So far, we looked at the project center, we looked at the resource center, and I also want to show you what it means to actually prioritize those projects. So let's assume we have our projects and project proposals maintained in Project Server, assigned our costs and resources, associated them to our strategic goals. Now I want to do a what-if scenario of which type of project should I execute next year. Well, in that instance, what you can do is you create a new portfolio selection analysis. You can do that on a regular basis. Some organizations do that once a year for their budgeting purposes. Other organizations do that on a quarterly basis to refine their alignment to their strategic goals. And it's actually quite simple. You have the ability to enter once again in an online form all of the projects that you would like to utilize. In our instance, these are all of the projects that are currently in a proposal stage. And I want to know whether these projects are actually whether we should execute those projects. Project Online then gives you the ability to go through a visit, and the first thing that it shows you is, hey, these are all of the projects and the association. And if you remember when we went into the project and we associated that project to the strategic goals, well, this is essentially the mapping that you can see. As a portfolio manager, you actually have the ability to change that if you wanted to, but ultimately it allows you, based on the association of the projects and the strategic goals, to look at a list of priorities. Now, these priorities are calculated based on the association, but what it doesn't do right now is look at the constraints. Well, we do have cost constraints, we do have resource constraints, and that's what these analysis views allow you to do. So in that instance, the shared GPS device project seems to be one of the most important one. What I do is I'm going to analyze the cost and see whether we are actually in a position to do all of those projects. So when I look at all of these selected projects now, I know I will have a total one-time cost of $19 million. And if I wanted to execute my portfolio to 100%, that means the 24 projects that I selected, then I need about $20 million. But I don't have those $20 million, so how am I going to deal with that? Well, in that instance, I have the ability to just simply override that and say, well, I only have $14 million. Can you please show me what kind of projects should I execute or not? And again, takes a second. Again, you have the ability now to have a grid that shows you, well, these are all of the selected projects that I want to execute, and these are all of the non-selected projects. They are not as important as the other ones. They don't give the strategic value. However, some of those projects may require a force in or force out capability because of compliance changes, pet projects for executives, etc. So you do have the ability to actually do exactly that and say, look, I would like to force check in this particular project, and can you now recalculate the scenario and tell me what kind of project should I do and shouldn't I do? As I said, these are scenarios, so you can actually build up a collection of scenarios in this particular instance, and then ultimately the executive management can make the decision. Once that decision is made, which projects need to be selected, all you need to do is commit those, and then based on a workflow, it will allow the project to move from a proposal stage into an active stage or into a planning stage, for example. So that's what the portfolio analysis capability of Project Online allows you to do. And lastly, before we go back into our PowerPoint slide, I would like to show you the ability to create reports. As I said earlier, reporting services is generally the tool to use in order to create printable reports. Excel, on the other hand, is the most popular reporting tool from an analytical point of view and quite often also from a status report point of view. So what Project Online enables you to do is it gives you the ability to create your own report in Excel by sucking the information from Project Online into Excel. What you can do there is literally then have all of these, well, Excel reports shared amongst your team or amongst your organization, and you then have the ability to look at things like, well, a project summary report. And what you see here right now is Excel web app that utilizes the Excel that we created by sucking the information from Project Online. It gives you filter capabilities. So in that instance, I have from my project summary, the top 10 prioritized projects, the ability to look at the list of the projects and their current risk health and on-track notification, the ability to have some visualizations. It's classical Excel, really. You have the ability then to say, well, show me only HR-related projects. And of course, it is online. It allows you now to filter that automatically. Once you create this report, and once you publish this report in Project Online, you will be able to utilize this report online every single time because it does look at the information in Project Online and takes the latest data. I'll show you in a second how easy it is to actually create those reports. So this is a quick summary of what Project Server or Project Online, both, by the way, can actually do for you. Manage your project, manage your resources, manage your program and portfolio, and, of course, report against it. All right. That's great. Really good that you have that capability right now. However, how do you approach that? In the past, in Project Server, well, you had to apply for it, you had to get the right hardware, you had to ensure that it complies to your IT infrastructure, and let's face it, it was a big upfront cost, and the risk behind it to fail is, of course, always there and a given. So in Project Online, what you can do is you can literally subscribe to it. And proof of concept, that very, very simple. The ability for you to actually build up your own requirements and map those requirements to the technology is not that hard. I thought I'll show you a very high level and holistic approach in conjunction with the additional tool set. So it's not just MS Project, it's not just Project Online. There are additional tools like Excel, SharePoint Designer, and of course the App Store that enables you to increase that capability. So how do you have to do that? Well, this is a very high-level guideline. Make sure that you have your processes defined. No process, no project management solution. It's as simple as that, because all that a project management solution does is it maps the process to the technology. Ensure that you have your project methodology in place, that you know how to manage your costs, and every project manager knows that, that you have a rigorous schedule management if that's required, in particular when you have global resource management requirements. Make sure that you have your risk and issue management process in place. And to be quite honest, apart from, well, I guess, visualization in Visio, you need to utilize your experience, your education, in order to define that. And of course, there are lots of project management methodologies out there, whether that's Agile or PRINCE2 or the PM book, you can choose. Once you've done that, you need to ensure that you understand and identify your data sets. What kind of data do I need to report against from a project point of view, from a resource point of view, from a portfolio point of view, etc.? Make sure that you map those again to the processes. And what you do is you identify the information set that you want to manage in Project Server. Go down to the details. Don't just say, yep, we want to manage risks. Ensure that you know what does that actually mean to the organization. If you don't do that, then the risk of failure is actually quite high, because people become frustrated if they don't know how to utilize a tool. From there, you can then think about, well, do I have certain approval processes? Do I need to sign off when I want to move from a planning into an execution phase? What kind of sign-off do I require if I need to do a change request? These kinds of approval processes need to be defined. By the way, approval processes or workflows sound easy. They're very complicated. Take enough time. Make sure that you understand all of the situations. What happens when I approve? What happens when I reject? Hey, if I've been in the second phase already and the first phase was approved, do I need to, if I reject it, notify the other people as well? These are the type of questions you need to ask yourself so that you can map that to the technology. Ensure that you know what kind of reports you need. Again, that will align to collecting your data set. And once you have the reports, draw them up. Use a piece of paper and say, this is how I want to have that look like, so that I know what kind of projects and program and resource reports I need. And of course, additionally to that, you may want to interrogate the so-called App Store. And the App Store literally allows you to add functionality that you would have had to customize in the past. Look, I'm a partner, and Microsoft likes utilizing the terminology. It's a partner opportunity. The App Store is actually a great partner opportunity, and you will have, as consumers of Project Online, have the ability to utilize the expertise not just of one partner that is in your region, but you have the ability to utilize all partners worldwide that want to give you that functionality in the App Store. So consider that. What does Microsoft do to help you with this kind of process? Well, as I said, the definition of the process and the identification of the data set is just simply your organization. But when it comes to an approval process, the workflow engine that is in SharePoint is, of course, also in Project Server, and SharePoint Designer enables you to create your own very quick workflow capabilities. I'll show you what I mean. So in that instance, what I've got here is, again, my project homepage, and what I'll do is I'm just going to copy my URL, and I open up my SharePoint Designer. Actually, I'm just going to do that in here. I'll close that. That's one I prepared earlier. And this is exactly the URL that I use for my Project Tenon right now. All I need to do is I need to select it, and what it does is it goes into Project Online and gathers all of the information that SharePoint Designer requires in order to, well, customize your environment. The only, and as you can see, there are actually lots of different options that you can use and additional functionality that you can use. I want to show you very quickly the workflow capability. You need to be technically a little bit savvy, but look, you do not need to be a developer. You do not need to have a, once again, a doctor degree in technology. So in my instance, I have a couple of workflows here. Workflows that we created very simply by saying, well, I have new site workflow. I have the ability to enter a name for that workflow. I'm just going to call it simple workflow. And you have the ability to determine what kind of workflow it is. In my instance, it's a project server workflow. And it now gets the information that it requires from my tenant to create this workflow. There is a little bit of pre-work you need to do beforehand, but as you can see, it already utilizes information and customizations that I handled in Project Online and gives me the ability, I would like to start at the proposal. I would then want to have a proposal review, again, mapping that process to the technology. For those of you who want to see a big one, that's a major workflow, and I'm going to edit this workflow. And this workflow really is almost like a book. It's a textual description that outlines what should happen under what circumstances. So it is quite readable, but visualization is, of course, very important when it comes to workflows, to the extent that you may want to share that visualization with your team, so you literally have the ability to just visualize that via Visio. And what it does is it gives you, in my instance, automatically an overarching graphical representation of your current workflow. You can export that into Visio, share that with your team. They can actually amend it and send it back to you, and you can import that workflow. And that's, in a nutshell, what SharePoint Designer enables you to do. There are some limitations, be aware of that, but at the same time, do not overcomplicate workflows. Workflows overcomplication means frustration of your users, and you don't want to do that. So that's what the SharePoint Designer enables you to do. Excel, well, I don't have to show you Excel all that much, but I'll show you how you can actually get the information from Excel, from Project Online into Excel so that you can create reports, the reports that we've seen. So in that instance, I'm going to go and I'm going to go into a URL. So again, this is just my tenant's URL. You need to add _APA/project_data, for example. So this is the connection string, the OData connection string that you require in order to retrieve your data. Microsoft very, very nicely documents that on their page. So what we do, I'm just going to close Excel, open that up again, and yes, it is required to have Excel 2013. The reason why that is required is the data set that you want to, or the old data set that you want to retrieve, can only be retrieved via the new functionality in Excel that says, get me the data from the data source using old data. And all I do is I paste my URL in here. And what it does is it now goes, identifies, you usually have to log on, and then it gives you the list of tables that you have available in Project Online. And if you look at that, there are assignments, so schedule-related, resource-related, project-related, a lot of information in here. What I'll do is I'm just going to select projects. I'll say, please import all of the project-related information into Excel, and it does retrieve the data. Now, just on a side note, it's only a 200 session, that's why I don't want to become too technical. You do have the ability to refine your old data set to retrieve lots and lots of data very, very quickly. So what it did here is it literally gave me all of the project-related information, apart from UIDs that you need to link certain things together. It gives me my project name. Okay, I don't have too much information here. It gives you your actual duration, all of the schedule-related data. It gives you custom fields. So very quickly, can you actually create information from that? And the easiest way to do that is literally by going into that Power View. Again, it is a new functionality built into Excel 2013. I hope you had the chance to look at some BI sessions these days at the TechEd, because that is actually really cool. So what I do is I just very quickly show you. You have the ability to say, well, I would like to have let's say, all of my projects by enterprise project type, and I would like to look at the total, total cost. And what I have here now is literally the ability to see by my department, in that instance, the consolidated view of all of my costs. If I want to have a filter capability to look at my project name, again, you have that very simply by looking at your project name. And you may, I'm just going to bring that down here. And you may want to have the total cost by project. You can now very easily change that graph. I'm just going to use a pie here. And this is now my department, the total cost by my department with all of the projects. When you select and interact with the graph, it actually filters automatically the project. It's only a small example. Play with it. Excel is just awesome when it comes to that. The BI capability is absolutely brilliant. And all you then need to do is say, save as, save it to your document library that you have in Project Online. And now, this report literally is available for anybody who has the security rights to access that kind of report. So that's what you can do with Project Online and reporting. You can actually be very, very inventive. Okay, and the last thing that I wanted to show you is the App Store capability. So again, we've spoke about that a little bit earlier. Additional functionality that requires that is required right now for custom development, you actually can very simply take that functionality off the App Store. You have to interrogate the App Store. There are actually already quite a lot of very nifty tools, the risk matrix, a bulk publish, a bulk update, which is actually a very good tool that allows you to update information quickly in one screen for a lot of projects, a milestone tracking, things like that. And I thought I'll give you a nice example of how that works. In order for me to do that, though, what I'll do is I'm going to go to a particular project site. And in that project site, again, I'll use the same one that we actually had earlier. And in that project site, I want to display project attributes, so information that the project manager maintains, but the team member shouldn't be able to edit it, but should be able to view it. So in that, I'll go into my project site. And within that project site, I now have the ability to say, hey, add an app to this particular project site. By going into that add an app, it will automatically go into the App Store that Microsoft provides. And as you can see, there are actually quite a few tools already that are available. Now, what I do is I'm going to utilize my project field. And what it does is it now, do I trust it? Yes, I always do. I simply ask to install that into my tenant. Doesn't take long. It says, you know, we are adding your app. Just going to refresh that so that I know that it's done. Okay, this is now in place. I now have the ability to just simply select this particular app. And what it allows me to do is add information attributes to my project site so that it becomes visual, that it becomes visible in the project site. So what I do is I'm going to add some of these custom fields. In that instance, I would like to add project name. And you can actually, the display name can be anything. It could just simply be name, description. Project description. And you can add information, percentage completed, total cost, finish dates, things like that. And what I'll do is I'm just going to close that. And what that app does is it now retrieves the information, and as you can see, it says name, description of this particular project. Now, I want to make sure that, because it is a web part, I want to make sure that it's visible on the home page. So I navigate to the home page. I go and into my page. I edit my page, and I add a web part. Now, as you can see, this web part, which we call project fields that we've just set up, it's very simply added to your project site. And instantly, do you have the ability to have additional functionality that the out-of-the-box may not offer, but the partner solutions offer. So the App Store, watch that space as soon as you go into the Project Online capability. And of course, you have the additional stuff as well. Okay. So if you consider the approach from a tools perspective and from a, well, high-level methodology perspective, you will at least be in a position to, to create your own proof of concept. And based on that, you can say, is that for us or isn't it for us? And look, if it isn't for you, well, then you just don't have the subscription anymore, and it is a very minimal investment. I generally see that people are getting very excited about that because in the past they managed their the project-related information in Excel spreadsheet and Word document completely dispersed, and that really allows you to do a proof of concept. Now, I thought, apart from the tools that I showed you, I thought it's a good idea to show you how you can also incorporate your own project types. When I talk about project types, we talk about major projects, minor projects, even business as usual work, programs. Each individual organization does have that capability and has different type of projects. Each different type of project also means potentially a different workflow, different information attributes, and maybe even a different schedule, of course, and a different project site. So that you see that these are not just prepped demo images. What I do is I have another empty tenant, and this empty tenant really has only one thing. It has one project, so that I made sure that this particular project actually worked. I created a couple of custom fields, and I'll show you how easy that is. Out of the box, what you get is actually two types of projects. One is an enterprise project that allows you to manage your schedule. One is a lightweight project. Instead of having a schedule, it actually synchronizes with your SharePoint list. So if I need to create an enterprise project, all I need to do is select the type of project. It will now open up an online form and give you the data set that you need to fill in. As a bare minimum, you need to have a name, of course. You have the ability to have multi-text, multi-line text. And you can add additional information. Right now, it's name, description, start date, and the owner. By the way, really, the owner is the project manager. The terminology may not be the most appropriate one, but that's the way it is. And this is one of the very few fields that you can't change. So what we do here right now is we create this enterprise project type. And what it does is it now creates the online form with all of the project attributes and, of course, a schedule. In my instance, the schedule is empty. That means I can now add my task and can save that information. And this is really how easy it is to create a project. These are also project-related information like project details. The big question for us is, well, how do I add additional attributes to that? Well, I'll show you how that works. So as you can see, this is the same text. Adding custom fields to an enterprise project type means nothing else but the right security, by the way. So you need to be able to access the server settings. And within the server settings, you have these custom field capabilities. When I select the custom field, I actually have now the ability to say, these are all custom fields. There are some out-of-the-box fields. Yesterday, all I did is I created a couple of fields like project departments was already there, phase, stages, and I created the project health, actually, as an indicator. So in that instance, I also want to make sure that I have a status update capability. I want to be able to say, hey, project manager, fill in a status update that I can report against. So I say status update, and I'll make sure that he knows what I'm talking about. Update your project status. So this is nothing else but the attribute. And I'll say this needs to be a multi-line text. A multi-line text allows you, obviously, to enter multi-lines. And I save this data. So this is the data set I was referring to earlier that you identified as part of your methodology and process. Once you have these custom fields, you now need to add them to a project detail page, which is nothing else but a web page that allows you to add those custom fields. So again, I go into my settings, and I go into my project detail pages. And you see there are already a couple of out-of-the-box project detail pages, and I actually created one yesterday as a starting capture. So if I want to create a new one, all I say is I would like to create a new project detail pages, and I'm going to call that the status update. As part of the status update, so I now create a web part page, and this web part page enables me to add a web part. Project Online has a rich selection of project web parts, and in our instance, I'm going to go and say, I would like to have basic information regarding my project. The basic information web part gives you now the ability to edit and add these custom fields to your online page. So I go into my modified field, it's working on it, at least it tells you that. And in that instance, I say, well, you need to make sure that you have the status update. Add that, and you may want to also look at the project health, which I created earlier. It's just a traffic light. I add that to it, and I say status update. Great. I'll say OK. And because I want to ensure that the visualization of my methodology is in place as well, all I do is I'll add another web part, and I create based on my image viewer. Where is it? There it is. Image viewer. I'm going to add an image that I saved earlier in a document library, which is here. And I'm just going to copy that shortcut in the document library. Oops. Paste that in here. And don't want to have a frame. I now have a nice visualization of my process so that I know in which phase I am. I closed that. So all I did right now is I created a custom field. I associated this custom field to an online form, and this online form now needs to be associated to the type of project. And that's exactly what Project Online enables you to do. In server settings again, I'm going to go to my enterprise project type. And you may recall when I created my enterprise project here, these are the two out of the box enterprise project types. So I'm going to create a new one. And I'm going to call this one the Ticket Project Type. Major projects, minor projects is usually the one that we would utilize. You can give it a description. You can associate your workflow to it. But in that instance, I'll tell it to utilize an online form that I created earlier plus my project capture, my status update. That's the online form that I created earlier. Additionally, I want to look at my schedule. And I want to be able to associate this project to my strategic impact. I don't have anything in this very empty shell right now, so I leave that. And this in particular enterprise project type also requires a particular project schedule template. And all I did is I used MS Project to create a schedule and save that into Project Online. Doesn't take a lot of time at all. What does take time is the ability for you to develop that template, by the way. So what I've done is I created my custom fields, have the online form, and now created the type of project. I save this, and now I can go to my team and say, hey, from now on, if you create a project, make sure that you understand what type of project it is and utilize Project Online to create that. So what I do is I go into my project center, I go into my ribbon, and fair enough, I now have this TechEd project type. So I say, I would like to create a new project based on this project type. And as you can see in that home page, all I did is what I've shown you in the status update, added an image and added the information that I would like to be filled in. So in that instance, it's my example 2. Project description. By the way, this is not German. This is just simply typing something. The owner, project department, that in my instance, it's probably, let's say, development. And I now save that project. Again, Project Online looks at the type of project, takes the project team side, so creates the project side, takes the template, the project schedule template, puts it together with all of the attributes that I need to fill in, and puts it into a nice form that I have here. So right now, I have my project example 2. This is my first online form. Here's my status update. So I can now look at that online form. And again, remember, this is the image that I had earlier. There's my status update. You have that status update. Here's my project health. You save the data. And because you created this Excel report earlier that I've shown you, you do not have to worry about reporting anymore. All you need to do is go and choose the report and run the report, and Bob's your uncle. That's as easy as it is. However, that's as easy as it is technically. And I'll come back to that in a second. By the way, there's the schedule, the schedule template. And what I've done in the schedule template is I have just simply created a schedule with the timelines and incorporated that into the template. Not only do you see that in the project schedule online, if you go to your project site, you of course now also see, ta-da, the timeline. What does it mean? Well, it means consistency. It means the same communication every single time. And I think that's very important. I had a project manager come to me saying, yeah, communication is hugely important. He apparently went on to a one-night stand that went terribly wrong. He's now married for 3 years. project sites, project details, schedules, reports. Ultimately, that's what we are talking about here. So the big question for us is, and the winner is it Project Server? Is it Project Online? Well, in order for you to determine that, you've seen the functionality, but I think you also need to see the licensing model, and that's when I hand over back to Brett.
Thanks, Mark. All right. Mark's shown you how much easier it can actually be with the Project Online world. What I actually wanted to do is just take you through the licensing and the products. So for Project Server, we actually have, I'm not going to worry too much about that because of time. Just want to jump into the dependencies, really. So with the on-premise solution, we all know that you need your client, project professional, you need your servers, whether they're project server, SharePoint server, Windows server, SQL server, the list goes on, and your client access licenses for each of those as well. So it becomes quite a complex model in terms of understanding what licenses that we require, how many that we need. What we'd like to think is that with Project Online, like you've seen this morning, we've simplified the licensing significantly as well. Two, really, you either have for your project managers, Project Online with Project Professional, or you have Project Online. A couple of the benefits here is that it's subscription-based licensing. So like Mark pointed out before, you pay for what you need. What I often find is that, especially with big organizations, they start up a project, they go out and buy a copy of Microsoft Project, and the project might only last for 6 months. So there's a significant wasted investment in your licensing in that scenario. With the Project Online world, you go out, you subscribe to Project Online with Project Professional, your project goes for 6 months, and then you stop using it, and essentially you stop paying for it as well. So a lot simpler, potentially more cost effective for you in the long run there as well. Just want to be really clear on one point, and something that comes up quite a lot for me is that if you want to use Project Professional for Office 365 with Project Online, make sure you have the SKU called Project Online with Project Professional. Project Pro for Office 365 won't work with, or it won't sync or connect into your Project Online world. So just being really clear on that again, it can be a wee bit confusing. Project Online with Project Professional is what's going to enable you to connect into your Project Online tenant. So it's really a lot simpler. Hopefully you can see that and hopefully you can appreciate that. A couple of things that I wanted to call out. At the moment, you need to have one of the e-suites. I'm not going to go into all the detail around the e-suites. You've probably got a fair bit of that over the last couple of days anyway. But essentially, Project Online and Project Online with Project Professional and then Project Professional for Office 365 come as additional products as part of your e-suites. Okay, so again, just a simplification around licensing, the simplification around deployment and usability, maintenance, support, and costs. Again, you know, we're not here to determine the winner, that's up to you. But I certainly think we've come a long way with the release of Project Online.
Excellent. And the winner is? It's you as well, by the way. However, there's one closing statement that I would like to give before we open up for Q&As. Be aware. Implementation of a project management solution is essentially that. You know, you are these very brave people that want to implement a, well, quite often they call it a monster. It's not a monster at all, actually. It's working very well. It's beautiful. But they don't realize what it actually means from a change management, from a training, and from a support point of view. You need to ensure that you don't just utilize technology because it's cool. It needs to be embedded into your organization. The process needs to be inhaled. Otherwise, this big monster is going to come and it's going to hit you. And it hits you so hard that you become so frustrated and you blame very often the tool for that. Ensure that you have experienced people that have the ability to communicate methodology, to design the process that fits you. Ensure that these people know how to map that process to the technology. And that technology will then do wonders for your project management. You will actually be able to have an objective view of all of your projects, portfolios, and resources. And that, be rest assured, will be very, very well perceived by the executives, because right now they're most likely drive blind. We want to enlighten them. So process and technology. Process, people, technology. That's the important message here. It's not just a technical deployment. Utilize partners, utilize experienced people who have done that before. And that's it. Do you have any questions? Don't be shy.
Let there be light.
Yes, please. The question was, when is project online available from a Telstra point of view? I'm going to redirect that to Brad.
Yeah.
Because I ask him that every
day. Trust me, that's a question I get pretty well several times a day. So at the minute, Project Professional for Office 365 should be available through the Telstra service. Project Online is certainly on the roadmap. I haven't got any dates to release right at the moment. I appreciate the frustration in the market. However, they need to make sure that the services are ready to be supported. So, good question. I wish I had an exact date for you. We're hoping towards the end of calendar year 2013. That might blow out to early 2014, but rest assured, I know it's there, it's coming. But if you need to take advantage of Project Pro for Office 365, it's available now.
Yeah, and I think it's also worth mentioning, if you have an enterprise agreement, then you actually have the ability to get Project Online today with your tenant. And if you are not scared of utilizing the Microsoft American platform, I guess they can utilize that. You would have to pay in US dollars, and obviously it would be in
the
States.
Or you can sign up to Singapore as well and pay in those dollars.
Yeah.
I just want to rehash what Mark said there. I think there's a misconception out there at the moment in the market that Project Online is not available at all to any customers. It's not really true. If you have an enterprise agreement with Microsoft, which some of you may not, if you do, then you can actually buy the service right now, today. It's hosted in the various data centers around the world, and Singapore seems to be the closest to us. So just want to make that clear. If you are an EA customer, you want to take advantage of Project Online, you can buy it through your large account reseller right now.
Good question.
Thank you.
Do you have a question?
I'm not sure exactly what, but with Project 2013 itself, is that more of a web-based thing if you do it in-house as well?
With Project Server or MS Project only? Project Server, it's the same look and feel that you've seen in Project Online. You will have no difference, you will see no difference between those two. So what you've seen here in Project Online looks exactly the same in Project Server 2013. Okay.
That was a conscious decision by R&D as well. We didn't want to devalue the capabilities in the online world versus what you get on premise. So that's why we put feature parity in there.
Yes, you had a question? Oh, yep. So the. There is already out there. So the question was migrating an on-premises into Project Online, or even migrating a previous versions into a different versions. In 2010, Microsoft provided a so-called playbooks that enabled you to do some of those things. You know, it took the custom fields and moved it from one environment to another. There's an outstandingly good partner, it's called Fluent Pro, and Fluent Pro enables you exactly to do that. Not only can you move custom fields, you move the entire configuration. What that means is that when you have a development, a test, and a production environment, Fluent Pro enables you to suck the information from dev to test, from test to prod, and it does that seamlessly. That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. Yep. So Microsoft itself does not provide that. There are, of course, ways to do that, but that requires a technical capability that is often not in-house. So you either have a partner or you look at that tool. Just be aware, any kind of custom development is not picked up by the tool as well, obviously. Okay?
That's a good question.
Yeah, good question. Yes, please. Extracting data as in content. Right, so project server or project online?
If you wanted to stop using project online at some point, what sort of tools are there to actually
explore? Yep. Actually, it's exactly the same tool. It allows you to do that as well. It allows you actually to point to your project server environment, suck that information on-prem, and move it into a project online. There is an extra, it's an extra tool from Fluent Pro, but it actually allows you to do that as well. If we're talking about content, project server on-premises enables you to utilize SQL Server, of course. There's a reporting database that you can hit, and you can, of course, retrieve the content that way. With Project Online, as I shown earlier, the only way right now to extract the content is through OData, and that's it. Okay?
Folks, we're out of time, and I know the next session's
Yeah, if you have
ready.
Any other questions, we'll be here for another...
Yeah, Mark and I will hang around until the next session starts. But thank you.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed the session. You got a bit out of it. Enjoy Project Online and have a wonderful time at the rest of TechEd and certainly at the leaving party.
Thank you for making it so early.
Thank you.
See ya.